It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Not too much longer of the regular season here, folks. It's nearly coming down to an end. Just a couple games left on the schedule for both of these teams here. But here we are on a Friday, February the 14th. Welcome 92.1 at KMZ. I'm Krennan Prupp and Kirk Kilman back in studio for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Today we have the Frankfort Wildcats who travel on the road down here towards a little past Blue Rapids to Valley Heights High School here to take on the Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A. No ranked teams here tonight, but we'll see plenty of top play from a lot of teams here. We saw Frankfort just earlier on in this week. Both girls and boys fell at the loss. We'll see how they try to look to bounce back from that loss to Centralia and look to get here back up into the right direction. Valley Heights, they have played a couple teams this week with Clifton Clyde just yesterday beating, well, for Valley Heights Mustang girls, they just having beaten Clifton Clyde yesterday 66-66, taking down a ranked team from Class 1A Division 2. So a big win there for the Valley Heights Mustangs to get that capturing of the win. Valley Heights right now on the season, 10-8 on the season. Frankfort Wildcats girls, 4-13 on the year. And this has just kind of been kind of a little bit of a down year for these Frankfort Lady Wildcats, not only because of injuries, but also just recently from sickness, too, and having a lot of players graduate from last year's incredible state title team. It's just kind of been a rough year here for Brian. Everybody's really been doing it as all to get this team to give it their all on the court every single game they play. A lot of players have been making their starts the first time in their young career here over the last couple of weeks. So it's been some tough basketball, but they have been grinding out here week by week. Again, Frankfort right now on a 10-game losing streak. They will try to snap it tonight here against this Valley Heights team. Valley Heights, they bounced back. They beat Clifton Clyde. They snapped a 3-game winning streak for themselves. They had lost to Hanover, Chapman, and Clay Center. Then again, they beat Clifton Clyde 66-56. Last time we had Valley Heights here on the broadcast was in the third place match against Jonathan West Mustangs, in which Jonathan West was able to get that third place match 56-41. Valley Heights having lost out to Jonathan West two times this season. And again, we're kind of going down to the regular season. I mean, not only just, sub-state, but also the Twin Valley League is kind of getting a little bit here under wraps. Valley Heights right now that sits in sixth in the standings, trying to look to get another win, trying to capture one tonight. That would put them up to 5-4. If Clifton Clyde can take a loss, then they'd go up to about number 5. And then you kind of look over here at how sub-state is shaping up right now here on the girls' side of 2A, because Valley Heights, they are at 2A, Frankfort in Class 1A, Division 1. And looking at Valley Heights right now, they are under Oskaloosa and Horton, but Oskaloosa 10-7 and Valley Heights 10-8 and just above Mission Valley, who's right now 9-8. So again, trying to look to continue to keep those wins and stay in the top half of the sub-state, which, by the way, sub-state will be played here at the Valley Heights High School here near Blue Rapids for the 2A Valley Heights High School region, again, of Class 2A. So upcoming here, we're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll dive more into this matchup again of Valley Heights Mustangs, Class 2A, taking on the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A, Division 1, head coach by Brian Ever, the Mustangs, their head coach by Jordan Broshman. We'll dive right more into this matchup in just 3 minutes here. You're locked to 92.1 at KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu option, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from dead. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfort Wildcats today. Frankfort Lady Wildcats 4-13 on the season. Lady Mustangs 10-8 on the season. 4-4 in the CVL, and for the Frankfort Wildcats right now, 1-8 in the CVL. Frankfort trying to snap a 10-game losing streak. Looking at their both these teams, a little bit of their statistics. Frankfort averaging 47 points per game given up, and then currently they are scoring just 32.1 points per game. And for the Valley Heights Mustangs, they average 51.3 and put up on the board, and they give up about 43 points per game. Now looking at both these teams' starters, again, Valley Heights head coach by Jordan Brockman. In his ninth season here as the head coach, number two, Josie Parker, the 5'10 junior. She's a great athlete with great length. She's been a great player so far here this year. She'll be dominating inside the paint. Number 11, Tessa Miller, the 5'2 senior, great defender and shooter on the outside. Number 20, Ann Turber, the 5'8 senior. Number 25, Ava Smith, the 5'9 junior. She's been a 3-year starter, first team all year coming back here from the TBL. She averaged 12 points a game and 6 rebounds a game last season. This season, she's been doubling up those numbers, and she's been an incredible all-around player. And then, of course, number 31, Mia Vermitten, the 5'9 junior, who last season was averaging 6 points a game and 4 rebounds a game, and she's also been trying to double up those stats here this season, as she has also been an improved player for this Mustangs team. So again, for the Mustangs, number 25, Ava Smith, number 31, Mia Vermitten, 20, Ann Turber, 11, Tessa Miller, and 2, Josie Parker. And for the Frankfort Lady Wildcats, a couple different players we didn't get a chance to see much or really at all on Tuesday because of sickness. Again, sickness kind of just being around the area, but a couple players coming back. Lorelai Loizo comes back into today's game, the 5'10 junior, who really averages over 10 points a game. Miley Haug, number 4, the 5'7 sophomore, is averaging in the same ballpark. Number 15, Holland Shirley, the 5'5 junior. Number 21, Tessa Parthamer, she was able to play on Tuesday. She was the leading scorer In that game, which was just, I believe, about 9 points. And then number 11, Breely Everett, she was also able to play in that game on Tuesday. She's a starting returner in this season. She's a 5'8 senior, and she also had a massive three-point shot in the state title game last season that really helped push this Frankfort team over the edge. Again, they defeated Little River 47-41 in the state title game. Brian Ebert, who won Class 1A Division 1 Coach of the Year last season, he, again, is an incredible head coach, and he's really doing his most this season with the team, especially, again, having a lot of not only turnover in the way of a lot of people having graduated, with three players who were at the All-State level honored, but not only having that turnover, but also having two players kind of go out here for the year. And then, of course, on Tuesday, being even given a rougher patch, which of course some players put on injury. So, or not injury, but on sickness. But here, players getting healthy today, Lorelai Loizo in this one, as well as Holland Shirley, a chance for them to get back and going. So getting them back here onto the game, see how they can try to get going. But again, Frankfort, they've lost 10 games straight here, their last games won on the season, winning against Manhattan Chief 48-35, and then against Onega 51-35. Northern Heights, they beat 61-33, and then Pawnee City, they were able to beat 63-9. So at one point on the season, this team started 4-2, but, well, since starting 4-2, it's been a slope downwards, 0-11 since that point. And for Valley Heights, you look at them on the season so far, you know, when you look here after the break, is kind of where they've maybe felt a little bit of a rumpy or of a bumpy road, having to, again, to play against some top level teams, losing to Dauphin West twice, losing to Hanover twice. So again, playing very top ranked and highly considered teams in both Class 2A as well as Class 1A Division 2 for in the Hanover Wildcats team that right now is just ranked number 2 behind Lebo in that classification. So again, real quick, almost getting started here. One time back over our starting lineups for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Number 25, 31, 20, 11, and 2. Ava Smith for Mitten, Turber, Billard, Parker. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, number 0, Wiseau. Number 2, Jellinghouse. Number 4, Haug. Number 15, Shirley. And number 21, Parthmer. With all that being said, we're going to go take a quick break for the playing of our national anthem. We'll be back to the tip-off. So upcoming here, 4 quarters in 32 minutes of basketball action here. 92.1 at KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca.
behind every project is a true value.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we are here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm current and prophet Kirk Gilman back in studio. You're locked in to 92.1 at KMZA. Upcoming here, 4 quarters and 32 minutes altogether of basketball action here at 92.1 at KMZA. A broadcast for all the couples and the singles here on Valentine's Day, here to spread some love again. Today we got a brawl between the Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A taking on the Frankfort Wildcats of Class 1A Division 1. We get the tip off here going in just a second, but real quick, starting lineups taking the court. One time over for the Mustangs, head coached by Jordan Brockschman, Ava Smith, Mia Vermitten, Ann Cherber, Tessa Miller, and Josie Parker. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, head coached by Brian Ebert, Lorelai Loizo, Miley Haug, Holland Shirley, Tessa Parthmer, and Breely Ebert. Well, with all that being said, now we get going here with our game as both teams are now getting here on the court in position and ready for the tip-off. So again, for the Mustangs, 10-8 on the season, 4-4 in the TBL, trying to look to capture as many wins here. The back, since they're kind of battling out in the middle of the pack of both Substate and the Twin Valley League standings, and for Frankfort, they're both at the bottom of the league and their substate. So right now, again, just trying to see what they can get and also to snap a 10-game losing streak right now. Here they've lost 2 straight games against Valley Heights, as they lost this season, earlier this season, 71-23, then last year losing 44-41. 2 years ago, Frankfort was able to capture a 40-36 victory. Let's see if they can capture one tonight here against Valley Heights Mustangs. Here on the tip-off, Lorelai Loizo, the 5'10 junior for the Frankfort Wildcats. And off to the right, Ava Smith, the stud junior for the Mustangs. And the tip-off is green-lit, and it's won here by the Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort work with it. It's Tessa Parthmer, inside drive, in the key, in the paint, kicks out of the corner. Lorelai Loizo, up on the top. To Breely Ebert. Ebert to her right to Haug. Haug on the baseline, having to bring it back out to the top, and the ball is stolen and taken away by Tessa Miller. First turnover of the game, down low, and Ava Smith goes in for 2. Miller giving the assist there. And now the ball goes back here to the Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort on Tuesday, again, they had a lot of people out sick. It was a rough night. It took probably about the first couple minutes, 2 to 3 minutes of the game, just to get past half court, but here they had a really nice, good first offensive set. They got it inside, just couldn't get the bucket. Now they're trying to get it on down the court. Tessa Miller, Anna Turber, she picks up her first foul of the game here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Frankfort getting it down the court. It's Tessa Parthmer who's taking it down the court. She's now stuck on her back foot and is looking to try to get it out. And she nearly loses the ball, and she does, but it gets picked up by her teammate, Breely Ebert. Ebert with her. Ebert now loses it. It ping-pongs around and goes back to Tessa Parthmer at the top of the perimeter. Now back inside at the top of the wing. Frankfort still with it. They're down by 2. 2-0. 66 left to go here in this first quarter. Lorelai Loizo up top. Now 3-point shot unloaded and uncocked and in for 3. For Tessa Parthmer, big 3 from the sophomore. Now in the deep corner. And a Turber inside push to Josie Parker. Parker getting it out to Vermitten. Vermitten, Parker on the corner, drive inside. Skip around, 3-point shot, green lit and just off from Tessa Miller. Trying to look to get the rebound. Ava Smith captures it, first board of the game here. Kick out, back up to Smith. Smith, she's still got that left hand under wrap. And it looks like they're going to get an offensive foul here against the Valley Heights Mustangs. That will be a turnover. Foul was against Ava Smith, her first of the game, and against Smith, she had that hand wrapped at the TVL tournament. Score 3-2, as again, we've had our first lead change here in the first quarter. It was taken from Tessa Parthmer with a deep three-point shot. And we're going to get another foul here. Looks like it's called against Valley Heights once more. Fouls against Tessa Miller, her first of the game. So team foul number three of the quarter. We're just 2 minutes in here. Three fouls in the quarter against the Mustangs. None against Frankfurt. This is a completely different Frankfurt team than we've seen, or what we saw on Tuesday. And it looks like it's going to be a half-court violation here called against Breely Ebert, and that ball will go right back to the Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights down by 1, 3-2, 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Again, Valley Heights, they nearly beat this team by 50 points there in the first time they played them this season earlier on. Trying to look to capture another dominant win, but they're down early here by one, and then they reclaim the lead here with Ann Turber, spin and win from inside the paint. Down the court, Lorelei Loizzo. Now skipping, it looks like she thought someone was going to be on the far corner opposite of her. There was not, and that's going to be the third turnover of the game here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They're down by 1, 4-3. Mustangs take over with 5:31 to go in the first quarter. Drive inside the wing, now baseline kick. It's Vermitten. Vermitten inside, finds Smith, and loses the ball. It's stolen and taken away by Tessa Parthmer. That is her first steal of the game. Second turnover by the Mustangs. And that is our second foul of the game here against Ava Smith. Ava Smith, she's picked up two fouls here in this first quarter for the Mustangs. Mustangs already have four fouls, just one away from putting Frankfurt in the double bonus. Frankfurt getting it in on the sideline, getting it past half court now. Tessa Parthmer behind her back. She drives at the top of the perimeter. Now swings right to Ebert. Ebert holding it head high. Now way slow. Now drives to her left. Gets it back up top. Lorelei Loizzo. And now a timeout taken by Brian Ebert, head coach and coach of the year last season from the Frankfurt Wildcats. He takes a timeout, so we will as well. It's going to, we're just going to see what the signal is here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take a 30 here as well. You're locked in at 2.1 at KMZA. Timeout Frankfurt right now. Valley Heights 4, Wildcats 3.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout taken by Frankfurt here. They're down by 1, 4-3 with 5 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Ball stolen by Mia Vermitten. Vermitten takes it down the court, passes it down that way to Lindsey Gray, and Gray gets the finish. Mia Vermitten gets credit with the steal and the assist. Fourth turnover for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Tessa Parthmer now down the court. Crossing up now at the elbow. Inside drive on the paint. Loses the ball. Lindsey Gray gets the steal. Turber handling it down the court. To the corner to Parker. Parker inside. Left-hand drive and goes in for two. Josie Parker on the low block. And it's now 8-3. A five-point lead here for Valley Heights with 4:17 to go in the opening quarter. Breely Ebert down the court here. Left-hand driving. Spinning. At the key, firing right, Tessa Parthmer floating it over the top and nearly loses the ball. See what the call is here, and they're going to say it's a turnover against the Wildcats. Parthmer is the last to touch as it goes out of the baseline. With it, Lindsey Gray, who came in for Ava Smith after Smith having two fouls here just this opening quarter. Vermitten, open from the wing, goes inside to Turber. Turber, putting a couple moves on the court, could not make the shot in the finish, and Lorelei Loizzo gets her first rebound of the game. Down the court now, in time, Hull and Shirley. Shirley inside, now kicks it back out to Loizzo. Loizzo picks up low, and then dribbles and passes it back up to the top. Parthmer, inside, deflected, and goes back out around the ring. Parthmer recollects at the half-court line with the ball. For the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt down by 5 here, 8-3, 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Back up to the top, in the game for the first time here, Miley Haupt. It should be first time here getting her hands on the ball, I should say. She was one of the starters. And then she loses the ball out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Seventh turnover here of the quarter against Frankfurt. They have 3 points, down by five, 3:13 to go. Mia Vermitten swings left, now back at the top to Turber. Turber inside drive, in the nail, kicks it down to the bottom corner to Vermitten. Now Lindsey Gray. Lindsey Gray skipping and passing out to her left side. Tessa Miller, and they're going to get her on a travel. She's getting Paige Miller there on the travel. This is the third turnover against Valley Heights. Valley Heights still leading here, 8-3, up by 5, 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Be sure also tomorrow on Saturday to tune in to the Sabetha channel. We'll have coverage of wrestling all day starting at roughly around 9:30. That's going to be me and Brandon Zatman there. We'll have that coverage there, part of the Sabetha channel. You can use that using CityLink, and then you'll be able to get all kinds of wrestling coverage all day tomorrow. You can tune in, keep up to date with that. Ball goes out of bounds and looks like they're going to get the turnover against Frankfurt. Well, actually, it's going to be an offensive foul here, so that will result in a turnover anyway. They'll get the foul against Miley Haupt. So Frankfurt turns it over for their eighth time here in this first quarter. Valley Heights takes back over with it down the court. Paige Miller. Paige out to right to Parker. Parker inside drive, inside the lane, turns, spins, fires, and is fouled, and will go up and shoot two at the line. Josie Parker, who has 2 points here tonight already. Here she earns the opportunity to go up to the charity stripe. Foul is against number 21, Tessa Parthamer, the 5'8 sophomore from Frankfurt, her first in the game. First free throw shot goes up and in for Josie Parker. She parks it in and see if she can hit the second one in the lane. Valley Heights is having 4 fouls there in the first 5 minutes. That went to the last 2 minutes and 27 seconds. Foul it. And Parker goes flawless at the free throw line as she goes 2 for 2. That puts Valley Heights now up 10-3, up by 7 with 2:23 to go in the opening quarter. Frankfurt, they've had the last 2 fouls. They try to work it down the court here. It's Miley Haug on the throw-in. Man-to-man pickup from Valley Heights, and a full court pressure. Parthamer takes it up to the top of the ring, and then he gets it to Haug. Haug then throws it to her left side and not able to collect the pass was Hyman, and Ava Smith gets the steal. She throws it down the court. She gets the assist as Josie Parker finishes. Ninth turnover against Frankfurt. Down the court, working is Frankfurt. Once again, Ebert. And she is fouled by possibly, again, Ava Smith. We'll see who they get there on the cowl. Looks like they're actually going to call it against Lindsey Gray. So Lindsey Gray, she picks up her first. Team foul number 5, so it is now a double bonus for the next minute and 50 here for Frankfurt. Anytime they are fouled around the court. Up to the free throw line to shoot 2, Breely Ebert. Her first shot goes up, and her first shot sinks in. Breely Ebert, the 5'8 senior. Again, she's a returning starter here for this team. She had a massive 3-point shot in the state title game last year to win the first ever state title in Frankfurt women's basketball history. She's been a part of so many incredible teams in her career, and again, it will be one not to forget. Breely Ebert goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. The rebound underneath by Miller. And then a rebound by Lorelei Liza to get the ball back for Frankfurt after the missed shot by Valley Heights. Now Lorelei taking a shot from the top of the free throw line, and she goes in for 2 for her first 2 points of the game here. 12-6 is the score. Up by 6 is Valley Heights with 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Inside drive, now kick to the baseline, and a finish by Josie Parker. Parker in for 2 again, assist by Tessa Miller. Tessa Miller already 2 assists here in this first quarter. Now it's an 8-point lead, 14-6, 1:09 to go in the opening quarter. Breely Ebert using her left hand to try to finish a layup, couldn't get it to go in. It was a rebound by Alice Hyman. She couldn't get the putback. And then getting another offensive possession here as another rebound from Ebert. the back-to-back offensive opportunities, and here results in a steal as Ava Smith takes it down the court in a hurry up, and she gets the assist as she throws it all the way down to Tessa Miller for her first 2 points of the game. Ava Smith already here with two assists on this one. It's now 16-6, up by 10, Valley Heights with 33 seconds to go in the first. Parthamer with it, bounce pass to Haug. Haug now given going up at the top to Ebert. Ebert, who missed her last layup drive, passes off to her right side to Parthamer. Parthamer back to Alice Hyman, who had the offensive rebound in the last offensive set. Haug. Haug nearly loses the ball. There's 10 seconds left to go here in the quarter, trying to get a last-second shot possibly to get going here. It's Ebert. Ebert with 4 seconds. Haug with two. And it looks like they might just get her on a travel with 1.3 to go in the first, and they do. Wildcats with 6 points and 11 turnovers here in the first quarter. 1.3 seconds left to go, and then we'll take a 60-second timeout and be back for second quarter action here on 92.1 KMZA. Half-court shot drained! Oh my gosh, Tessa Miller shot the half-court, turned around and threw her hands up like she was Kobe! Incredible! All finesse, all so fresh from Tessa Miller. Way to end the first quarter in all style. 19-6. What a finish in the first. We're back in 60 here, 92.1. KMZA, Valley Heights, 19, Frankfort, 6.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow, plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 2.1, KMZA. We just came off of an incredible half-court shot to end the first quarter by Tessa Miller. And the score is 19-6, a 13-point lead here for the Valley Heights Mustangs as Frankfort works with the ball here to start the second quarter. Three-point shot to try to start things here for Shirley. She misses. But it is rebounded by Loizo. Inside, back to Loizo. Loizo, who misses the shot, and Vermitten gets the rebound. Her first of the game. Crossing it and take it down half court at the top of the perimeter. Back out to Turber. Turber inside drive, spinning and trying to get it inside before the ball is ripped away and stolen by Holland Shirley. First turnover of this quarter here goes towards the Wildcats as they get it. And a three-point shot here from the Wildcats. Number 11, Ebert, and she misses. And the ball heads out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Wildcats, their first turnover this quarter. They now have 12 on the game. Throwing on the inside here on the baseline, Tessa Miller. Valley Heights in the white tops, white bottoms, and with the purple sides and stripes, whereas the Frankfort Wildcats with the silver lining and red tops and bottoms for the uniforms. Mia Vermitten, inside drive for the Mustangs, could not get the shot to go in, and she was trying to go for the rebound, but they called a jump ball, and that possession will change and go to Frankfort. Score 19-6, Valley Heights Mustangs still at the 13-point lead with 6:37 to go here in the first half. Miley Haug takes it and trips it down the court here. Over the top she throws to Shirley. Shirley hustling it and taking it back up top and throwing it to Haug. Haug over the top of Vermitten. Back to Shirley. Shirley nearly loses it. Zone defense being pressured here. Frankfort, three-point shot up and in. Actually, they might not call that a three-point shot. Yes, they do. They get it for Shirley. Colin Shirley slices the three for Frankfurt to draw it to 10 points, and then quickly Ava Smith goes down and responds with two. So puts it to a 12-point game, 21-9, 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Mustangs with the lead, Frankfurt with the ball, and they're going to call a travel against Seth Possumer inside the paint. 13th turnover of the half here against Frankfurt. Mia Vermitten on the baseline, ready to throw it in. In Valley Heights, they will host Substate here in just a couple of weeks down here at Blue Rapids. Down the court here, tripping it. Tessa Miller, Mia Vermitten out of the corner. Josie Parker unreleases the three-point shot. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say the last to touch was Alice Simon for the Frankfurt Wildcats. So it stays here with the Mustangs. Mustangs 21-9, 5:37 to go in the second quarter. Three-point shot by Turver. She misses, and then Lorelai Loizzo gets her fourth rebound of the game. Loizzo down the court. Now to Parthamer. Parthamer now to the wing to Everett. Breely, Everett driving baseline, trying to go for the right-hand finish. Couldn't get it to go in, but a put back quickly by Alice Hyman. She crashes the board and goes right back in for two. Deaver Mitten on the far left corner and throws it past half court. That might just, well, almost got a half court violation, but it was just barely saved before it was then taken away by Shirley as Shirley gets her second steal of the game. Frankfurt now working back with it here, only down by 10, 4:45 to go in the first half. Alice Hyman once again with it on the baseline, kicks back out to the far right corner, dribbling up top to Tessa Parthamer. Parthamer now to her left, Shirley. Shirley kick out and trying to get a steal for her teammate. Ever not able to get that three-pointer. She drives inside up to the top, and then the ball stolen away through a pass in traffic taken by Tessa Miller. Miller with her second steal of the game. She drives it down the middle lane and then kicks out of the corner, and then a three-pointer to follow by Anna Turber. Tessa Miller now three assists on the game. 4:18 to go here in this second quarter. It's now 24-11, 13-point lead here for the Mustangs. Everett, inside drive for Frankfurt, and they're going to get the foul here to put her up to the line to shoot two. First foul here in our second quarter. Believe it or not, we had a very foul-heavy first quarter from both sides, but now we just picked up our first from either team, which is 4:06 left to go in the second. First foul of this quarter was committed by Ann Turber for Valley Heights. That is her first of the game. Up to the line, shooting two right now again as ever. She missed her first. Now she will try to place the second. Second shot goes up, and the second shot hits. Ever is now 2 of 4 on the game as she has all the free throw shots here taken for Frankfurt. Vermitten driving inside the lane. Kick out now to the short corner. Now back up to the top of the wing. And a miss shot by Lindsey Gray. Corralled in the corner by Alice Hyman. And Hyman loses the ball as it goes out of bounds. But it looks like it will stay here. Valley Heights ball. Valley Heights with a chance for the second chance opportunity. Mia Vermitten on the corner looking for the throw in. Throws it in. Bounces into Gray. Gray looking left now. Passes it that way. Smith at the top. Elbow shot off the back left of the backboard. And the ball will go out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover against Mustangs. Mustangs now with 7 turnovers here on the half. Wildcats with 14. It's a 12-point lead of 24-12, though, for the Mustangs with 3:43 to go in the second. Traveling down the court, Miley Howe. Howe turning her back to defender, spinning, firing a kick out to the wing. Now back to the corner to Haug, inside the paint to Lorelai Loizzo. And then a ball stolen by Smith, but I think a foul will follow. I think Smith will still get the steal, and they'll call the foul against Frankfurt. And they will. The foul is first against Alice Hyman. They get her first of the game. Fifteen turnovers now here for the Wildcats, and working up the 15th turnover is the Mustangs as they're up by 12. With 3:18 to go in the second quarter. Inside drive and in for two. Paige Miller gets her first 2 points of the game. The Mustangs have had 6 players get on the board here in the first half. Frankfurt, they've been able to get right now 5. A lot of distributed scoring. No one's really taken over the game quite yet. Valley Heights, Josie Parker, she had 8 points in that first quarter, but she's been here quiet in the second. In fact, she's not even out on the court right now. Stolen again here by Smith, but Smith throws the ball down the court and then it is retaken away by the Frankfurt Wildcats. So Smith gets her first steal of the game, and I do believe it was possibly Shirley who got the steal back, and then a timeout was taken by Everett. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back here in 30 on 92.1 KMZA. 26-12. Valley Heights leads with 2:43 to go in the second quarter.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA, 2:42 to go here in the second quarter. Score 26-12. Valley Heights Mustangs with the lead. Parthenberg drive inside, kicked out to Shirley. Shirley here to Haug. Haug on the elbow, kick out to the left side of Parthenberg. Parthenberg inside Lorelei Lelizo, and then they're going to get a shove here at the low block. I believe that one's going to get called against Tessa Bigham, and it will. That will be her first foul of the game. Baseline throw-in incoming from Breely Ebert. She surveys. She looks right. She looks over the top. She looks inside. The ball is kicked out of bounds by Tessa Bigham, and the ball will stay staying here with the Frankfurt Wildcats. They will switch sides, though, on the baseline, going from the left side of the baseline now to the right side of the baseline. Eppert's still here on the throw-in. She goes over top to Haug. Haug, she retrieves it from over on the elbow. That's a Parthenberg, releases a three, and that one skims off the left side of the rim, and it goes out of bounds, and they were going to say it was last touch by Frankfurt, so that will be a turnover. 16 turnovers here for Frankfurt in the first half.
I'm back.
Mia Vermitten taking it down in the nail, kicks up to the top. Now to Turber. Turber driving right and passes right, pump faking right, and now the left side of the corner. Valley Heights Mustangs working with it. Gray at the elbow, spinning around, just throws the ball into the dirt, and they're going to get a jump ball, and it will stay here with Valley Heights. 2:01 to go here in the first half. 26-12 is your score against Valley Heights. They played Frankfurt earlier this season. They won on a score of 71-23. Here they match up for the second time this season. A little more competitive here. But Valley Heights, they had a good pull away there in that end of that first quarter. In that first quarter, in just 19-6. Been pretty competitive, though, if you just look at the second quarter scoring side of things. Josie Parker here, she gets her first 2 points in this quarter. So far, Mustangs, they've only been able to put up 9 points in the second quarter. Frankfurt, they've put up 6. It looks like they're going to get a travel here called against Frankfurt. That is the 17th turnover of the game here against the Wildcats with 1:49 left to go in the second quarter. 28-12 is your score. 16-point lead here for Valley Heights as they trip the ball here down the court. Turber, looking right, releasing it that way. And now Josie Parker inside and couldn't get the ball to go up and in the hoop. Loizo picks up her 5th. Rebound of the game for Frankfurt as sticking it down the court is Shirley. Shirley left hand dribbling and now passes it to Ebert. Ebert spinning in the paint and then flicks it out back to the top. Parthenberg inside. She attacks the interior and she's fouled and will go up to shoot 2 from the line. That's Parthenberg who again on this game just with a 3-point shot and a steal to credit her on there on the stat sheet. She's taken a couple of deep shots. Tessa Parthenberg to shoot 2 here. Foul was the 3rd foul of the quarter against Valley Heights. 2nd foul of the game against Tessa Bigham. First free throw shot is up and in for Tessa Parthenberg. Frankfurt Wildcats on the game shooting 3 of 5. And here now they shoot 3 of 6 as Parthenberg misses her 2nd. 28-13, a lead of 15 points with 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go here for Valley Heights Mustangs in the first half. And it looks like we're going to get a foul here on the far side paint side. We'll see what the ref on the far side calls. They're going to get it here against Valley Heights number 21, Paige Miller. That is her first picked up of the game. It is foul number 4 here in this quarter for Valley Heights. So next one will be double bonus to give for Frankfurt. Everett up to the top. We'll have the wise though. 50 seconds left to go. Time to take off the clock. Shirley, and she misses the 3-point shot, and it is boarded up by Mia Vermitten from the air ball. And now Parker down the court could not get the interior shot, and the rebounding for the box out was Parthamer for the Wildcats. Wildcats, a chance for another shot here to possibly end out this first half. They're down 28-13 with 25 seconds left to go, and they get another turnover. Now 18 turnovers for Frankfurt in this first half. 24.9 seconds left to go on the board. 28-13. Valley Heights with the lead and the possession. Inside drive from the nail. Kick out up to the top. Turber now the left side wing. Turber. Now she looks right. She dishes that way to Parker. Parker who flashes inside. And now a screen look out to the right side wing, and now back up to the right of the top of the wing. 3-point shot by Paige Miller was missed, but Tessa Bigham captures the board and goes back in for the putback. And that's the final score here, or the final of the half, I should say, 32-13. The Valley Heights Mustangs lead. We're back in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that online at highlandcc.edu. Again, Valley Heights up 30-13.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Here for Highland Halftime Show, again, reviewing so far what we got here on the game. Valley Heights Mustangs up 30-13 against the Frankfurt Wildcats. So 17-point there differential there. First quarter ended 19-6. In the second quarter, Valley Heights outscored Frankfurt just 11-7. So a little more competitive there of the quarter for Frankfurt Wildcats. They held it pretty close there, battling back and forth. Valley Heights, again, just kind of having a couple more points there in the last couple of minutes, just like they did in that quarter number one. And both quarters ended quite well for Valley Heights. And that's, I think, what's kind of been the pull away here, is that Valley Heights has really succeeded in the last couple minutes of the quarter. They've really just been able to come out with a decent pace and tempo, but then they've been able to finish the quarters exceptionally well, especially the first quarter. I mean, you can't really ask a better way to end a quarter than a half-court shot. And Tessa Miller, well, she did it in the coldest way possible. She did it. She shot it from half-court, nonchalantly turned around, shrugged her shoulders. It looked absolutely incredible. But, yeah, Valley Heights right now up by 17, 30 or 13. Josie Parker, she leads the scoring right now here on the game. She's a 5'10 junior, number two for the Mustangs. She's got 10 points total. She had 8 points in the first quarter. And then she just had 2 points there for the Mustangs in the quarter number two. Looking at some of the stats here so far we have on the game, Frankfort out-rebounding the Mustangs 9-5. But right now the turnovers have been not the best for Frankfort, as they have 18 turnovers on the game. Valley Heights with just 7. Valley Heights with 8 steals and the Wildcats with 4. Valley Heights with 6 assists and Frankfort with 0. Both teams with 2 3-pointers. Valley Heights from the free throw line 2 for 2, and Frankfort is 3 of 6. Looking at a couple of other our scores, Orlai Loizo with 2 points, 5 rebounds. Holland Shirley with a 3-point shot and 3 steals. Tessa Parthamer, she's got a steal, a board, and 4 points, including a 3, and going 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Greeley Ebert, she is 2 for 4 at the free throw line with their 2 points and a rebound. Alice Simon, she had a put back in for 2, as well as another defensive rebound. Ava Smith so far, 4 points on the game, 4 steals, 2 assists, and a rebound. Mia Vermitten, a steal, 2 boards, and an assist. And Anna Turber, she's got 5 points so far, 3-point shot, and a board. Tessa Miller, 3 assists, 5 points, a 3-point shot, and 2 steals. And then Tessa Bigham, she got 2 points there to end that half as well for herself. She got 2 and a board. And then also Lindsey Gray and Paige Miller, they scored 2 as well. So for Valley Heights on this game so far, they have 7 scores. Frankfort Wildcats, they are distributing through just 5 right now on this game. So we'll be back here in a couple of minutes, approximately about 3 minutes here, and we'll keep things rolling. So again, Valley Heights Mustangs up 30-13 against the Frankfort Wildcats. We'll talk more second half basketball action here on the Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage. for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here from our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Gilman, back in studio. We got one half left of basketball action, two quarters and 16 minutes left to go here. Again, Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfort Wildcats down here at Blue Rapids. Valley Heights right now up 30-13, up by 17 points against Frankfort. They led 19-6 after the first quarter, and then they outscored Frankfort 11-7 in the second quarter. Some keys here going in the second half, really. Frankfort just trying to limit the turnovers, getting kind of better offensive sense, taking care of the ball. Not trying to throw so far into traffic as much, and just making sure the head is up when driving. There's been a couple of times where the head's at the floor when taking the ball down to the wing, and that's going to cause a lot of steals and some easy takeaways. And in Valley Heights, they're a high-level team. They're a team, if they know your eyes are on the floor, then they're going to be swiping the ball from you. So that's just a couple of things here. And for the Mustangs, really, you know, for them, they're doing what they're doing right now. They're rebounding, they're keeping the ball clean, and they are hitting their shots. So for them, it's kind of about just keeping the play consistent and keeping the pace of the flow of the game that they are working at and in their favor. Here we get going here with the second half. Wildcats working with it. It's Shirley behind, back to Shirley. Shirley get it inside the elbow, in the lane, kick back up to the top. Frankfort, Parthamer. At the top, thinking of a three-point shot, holds it head high, now fires off to her right, spins it down to the corner to Haug. Haug spinning inside, kick back up to the top to Shirley. Shirley on the wing, drops her right foot back, and then drives left inside, and the ball is lost out of bounds. They're going to take the last one to touch it, though, as it heads out by the Frankfort bench, was Valley Heights. So we'll say Frankfort ball here with 7:23 left to go in this third quarter. Again, 30-13. Frankfort, they trail, but they have the possession, down by 17. Parthamer spinning inside, and now kicking out to the corner. Now 3-point shot off the rim, off the board, and picked up now down the court here. Vermitten, who made the tried to get the 3-point shot to go up and could not get the stick. Ball taken down the court here by Ever, and she could not get the layup. Turber, down the court, after the rebound, passing up to the top, inside, Tessa Miller to Parker. Parker, who had 10 points in that first half, loses the ball and turns it over, and then Ever gets the steal. Valley Heights now at 8 turnovers here on the game. Shirley, on the throw-in. For Frankfort, getting it to Parthamer. Working against the man-on-man, one-on-one, Parthamer one-on-one against Ava Smith, crossing her up at half court, spinning around, cycling at the top of the perimeter, looking for a player. Mia Verbitten takes it away. She's alone on the track. Can't she get down? Parthamer just catches her at the finish line, and she tags her up for a foul. So Parthamer is going to get her second foul here of the game. And Mia Vermitten will step up to the line and shoot two. The 5'9 junior ready to release two shots. First one's up, and the first shot goes in. Valley Heights 3 of 3 on the game from the free throw line. Mia Vermitten with also her first points of the game. Valley Heights now with 8 scores distributed on the score sheet. And Mia Vermitten goes 2 for 2. Valley Heights is 4 for 4 as a team today. They're up 32-13 with 6:24 to go in the third quarter. And Valley Heights, they have won the last two matchups here against Frankfurt. The last one, 71-23, and then last year, 44-41. Both teams, they went to the state tournament last year, trying to get back to it this year, but both teams not quite at their power level that they were the year prior, more so for Frankfurt's standpoint than for Valley Heights. Valley Heights is kind of more in the thick of things in the middle of their sub-state and in the TVL. Mia Vermitten getting another steal. And now a foul down here on the court. Looks like she will go right back up to the free throw line once more. But anything can happen at sub-state. Even if it is been a down year, Frankfurt right now, again, they are just the second to last team, just one above Seabury, Bishop Seabury. In the sub-states, we'll see. Right now, they'd be projected to play, I think, Troy. We'll see how that sets up the next couple of weeks. Timeout taken. 5:59 left to go here in the third quarter. 32-13. Valley Heights with the lead. We're back in 30 here on 2.1 KMZA.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Timeout taken on the floor. The third timeout burnt by Frankfurt. All five timeouts still remain here for Valley Heights and just two left for the Wildcats. With 59 left to go here in this third quarter. Score 32-13. Valley Heights here with the lead. Mia Vermitten is up at the free throw line to shoot two. Her last time up, she went 2-for-2. We'll see if she will look to repeat. And so far, the script is riding the same way, and we'll see if she finishes out the same story. Valley Heights, the team today, shooting 5 of 5, and now here 6 of 6, as the 6-1 goes swish for Mia Vermitten from the line. She's 4-for-4 on the game. She's had the last 4 points here for Valley Heights. Everett with the ball for the Wildcats on the deep dish corner. Now up to the top, now in the short corner to Haug. Haug, back up top, Shirley, looking left, fires back Haug. Haug thinks the three, then looks inside on the interior pass. Has to go back up to the top of the perimeter, now the half court, dribbling back to Shirley. Shirley out to her right, now back left from Everett to Shirley. Shirley cycles the ball around in her hands and then looks left, fires that way, inside to the elbow, now up to the top. Now Everett will skip it down to the corner. Haug inside, kick up to the top, and a long three-point shot by Wiseau gets missed. Vermitten gets it down the court, a good pass to Turber, and Turber misses the shot. Underneath, Mia Vermitten had an incredible rebound and just fired away the ball all the way down the court like a heat-seeking missile. And unfortunately, Turber just not able to finish underneath the basket. And the ball getting grabbed right back here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Ball in the baseline. Looks like they're going to get a jump ball. Possession will change and go to the Valley Heights Mustangs. Frankfurt at 19 turnovers here on the game. They are down 34-13. Down 21 points here, with just under 5 minutes left to go in the third. Turber to Vermitten. Vermitten looks right to Smith. Smith at the top, driving inside off her right hand, just throwing a hook up from the middle lane, and she misses, and Shirley gets the rebound. Shirley down the court, nearly gets the ball taken away from her. Smith applying the pressure, now goes to Haug. Haug dribbling right, now goes back left. Nearly loses the ball out of bounds, and she does. Possibly against Ava Smith, though, for Valley Heights. And it will be that'll be the call. 4:26 left to go in the third. 34-13, still the score. Frankfurt with the ball and trailing. Everett. Bounce pass it left to Parthmer. Parthmer skips it down to the right side. Shirley. Pump fix that way. Back to Parthmer. Parthmer inside look. Great pass. And near completion, play completion, I should say. The pass was snagged underneath by Breeley Ebert. She couldn't get the layup, but she was fouled and will go up to the line and shoot two. So we'll see if she can get those 2 points. So far, she's got the first. Free the Ever has taken so far 3 total trips up the line. Each time up to this point, she's went 1 of 2. We'll see if she looks to repeat again. Free the Ever with 3 points here on the game, and now she is at 4. She goes 2 for 2 this time. Prep for Wildcats here on the game, shooting 5 of 8. All free throw shots, or three attempts have all went off of Free the Ever, and one has just went off Tessa Parthamer. Shot off the board, and Parthamer gets the rebound. She takes it down the court. She pump fakes the three and then looks left to Shirley. Shirley, she fires the three, and then it goes off the seam of the rim. And then it will be rebound and picked up by Tessa Vigum. Turber with it down the court. Passes right side. Smith looks the three-point shot, and she gets it. Turber gets the assist. And Ava Smith gets the three-point shot. She's now at 7 points on the game. 4 steals, 2 assists, and a board. Ava Smith has gotten all over the stat sheet here tonight. 22-point lead for Valley Heights. And she will also add to the stat sheet another foul here. She's at now 3 fouls on the game. We'll see if she is kept in here. She will stay in for probably the remaining of this third quarter, unless she picks up that fourth foul. Shirley gets out to the left side to Parthamer. Parthamer back to Shirley. Shirley, she's greenlit for the three, and off the back of the rim it goes. Rebound by Parthamer. Can't she get the putback? No, she can't. She tried to do it twice, and she was not able to do the first or the second attempt. Parker inside, couldn't get it. She gets the rebound, though, and then she kicks out to the top. Turbert, Smith, thinks the three, looks for the triple option, and drives inside, and is fouled. We'll go up and shoot 2 from the line. Ava Smith. The 3-year starter and first team all-leaguer, 5'9 junior here, all-star, and, well, everything she touches. Probably one of the best all-around athletes here in this TVO. And you take into consideration basketball, volleyball, track. I mean, really, the whole 9 miles. She can do it all. Ava Smith hits her first shot. We'll see if she can look to hit the second, and she does. Valley Heights is 8 of 8 at the free throw line on the game. They now lead by 24 points, 39 to 15, with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Parthamer, traveling with it down the court. Looks left, fires that way to Shirley. Shirley palms the ball. Now goes to her right, now goes to her left. Hop and a skip. Now back to Parthamer. Parthamer, a little shudder there with the ball, thinking maybe the three, and then couldn't take it. And now back to Everett at the top of the perimeter. Now to Shirley at the left side wing. Alice Hyman steps back in the game here for the Frankfort Wildcats. She has it at the top, then goes inside on the pass. And then Shirley on the left side wing gets fouled. The foul will be against the Mustangs. They'll call it against number 21, Paige Miller. That is her second foul of the game. 39-15, 2:27 left to go here in the third quarter. Valley Heights with the lead. Trailing in with the possession is Frankfort, as they will keep it. Lindsey Gray knocking out of bounds. Frankfort will have to rethrow in here from their own bench. Bounce pass to Parthamer. Parthamer driving, kicking inside. The ball lost on the ground, scrapping for it. Now on the baseline, Frankfort coming up with the possession, and they're going to get a foul on the floor. That'll be the fourth foul here out of the quarter, called against the Valley Heights Mustangs. It is the first foul of the game against Mia Vermitten. One foul away here to another double bonus quarter for Valley Heights. And Mustangs are nearly getting the steal off of Frankfort before it was Ever who hustled right back to the ball, got it, and as she got the ball, she was fouled, and she gets fouled by Josie Parker, her first foul of the game. And now Freely Everett will go up to the line and shoot 2 on the double bonus. And her first shot goes up and her first shot goes in. So Freely Everett has scored all 5 points so far in this game from the free throw line. Her last attempt, she went 2 of 2. Her last 2 ones before that, she went 1 of 2. Couple of substitutions here on both sides for both teams. Seeing a couple of JV players entering for Valley High toward Santa Avery Stevenson. With it, Stevenson. And now the Vermitton. Stevenson not being a JV player. I thought they were clearing out the bench there for a second to maybe try to end this quarter. Not quite, though. Now in the corner, Vermitton. Vermitton with it. Now top to the right, Josie Parker. Now she'll shoot the three-point shot, and she'll drain it. Josie Parker draining the three. And now taking it down the court, Ashlyn Dollingham. Excuse me, Miley Howe for the Frankfort Wildcats. Dollinghouse, one of the players who is out here for Frankfort, and looks like they're going to get an offensive charge here against the Wildcats, and that will result in a turnover. Frankfort with over 20 turnovers here on the game. So far, the third quarter has been their most limited turnover quarter, but they just have not had a lot of point production. Parker inside, jump shot from the short corner, and the ball will head out of bounds, and Valley Heights will maintain the possession. It is 42-16 with 1:13 left to go in this third quarter. Valley Heights has the lead. Vermitton throwing on the corner, three-point shot up on the way, unloaded and in for Shaylee Eskrum for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Bailey Uskin unloads the three, and now it's 45-16, just 1 point away from it enforce a running clock for the fourth quarter. Orlai Loizo, she'll shoot the three. She misses. Ball on the ground, and as it goes out of bounds, they'll say Frankfort will maintain it. Mustangs the last one to touch it as it travels out. 47.3 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 45-16 the score. Valley Heights, who leads up by 29 points. And Tessa Bigham gets the steal, takes it down the court now. She's moving with it, and she's fouled. It'll go up and shoot two from the line. So just one shot here, and if a 30-point lead is maintained in the fourth quarter, and that will enforce the running clock. Alice Hyman picks up her third foul of the game for Frankfort, the 5'7 sophomore. Tessa Bigham hits the free throw shot. Mustangs have not yet missed tonight. And with that being said, that might just be the accidental jinx there, but Valley Heights, they are 9 of 9 on the game, and they stay perfect on the game, 10 of 10. Tessa Bigham going 2 for 2 at the line. 40 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. 37. I'm going to get another foul here, just checking on what it was called, who it was called against. It was called against against Valley Heights. Frankfort a chance to respond here from the free throw line with Freely Evert. Score 47-16. And the first shot goes in for Freely Evert. Freely Evert, who has taken 5 total trips up to the free throw line now for the Frankfort Wildcats. First shot up and good, and so is the second. She goes 2 for 2 at the line. And now Avery Stevenson firing off to her left side. Now inside drive from Eskrum. Vermitton with it, and Vermitton gets fouled by Frankfort with 22.3 seconds left to go in the third. Score 47-18. And we got double bonus here on both sides. So Vermitton will head up and shoot 2 from the line. Be Vermitton goes up and in with the shot. The Valley Heights in this quarter alone is 9 of 9 on the game, 11 of 11. Vermitton herself, she is 5 of 5 and now 6 of 6. What incredible free throw shooting. That is absolutely impeccable and impressive in a game to have a 12 of 12 on the stat line from the charity line. That is just pure fundamental and mechanical shooting there from the line from those Mustangs. Here, Frankfort working with it with 10 seconds left to go. Lorelai Loizo picks up with 6 seconds off the floor. Couldn't get it to go in. Trying to look for another putback here, and the ball is loose on the ground. And Avery Stevenson takes it down the court. And that will end our third quarter, 49-18. The Mustangs lead, and that will enforce the running clock for the fourth quarter. Here, 92.1 KMZA. We're back in 60 seconds.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners, and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
We start here the fourth quarter, 92.1 KMZ. We got a running clock. Frankfurt down by 31 points, now only down by 29, 49-20, as Lorelei Lelizo starts this quarter out here with a layup. Mia Vermitten inside look to Turber. Turber going over the top with it, misses it, and Lorelei Lelizo gets the Lelizo. It's the rebound. Be sure to stay tuned here, as after this contest, we'll have the boys' contest. It will be the Valley Heights Mustang boys taking on the Frankfurt boys. It looks like we're going to get a full timeout on the court by the Frankfurt Wildcats by Brian Ebert. So full timeout taken by the Wildcats. We're back in 60 seconds. 7:26 left to go to the fourth. The Valley Heights Mustangs lead.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here after the timeout to start here, Breely Everett getting fouled. She goes up to the free throw line here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here she hits her first shot. Breely Everett so far on this game has taken six total trips up to the free throw line. And now three times now she has went 2 for 2 on them. 6:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 49-22 is the score and the lead here for the Mustangs as they work with the ball. Mia Vermitten inside gets it to Smith. Smith up to the top, back to Vermitten. Vermitten, ball nearly taken away, and it looks like that's going to be a turnover. Well, there's two. It looks like the two officials are actually discussing this, and the far side one is going to say that it's not a turnover, and it'll stay here with Valley Heights. 6:15 running down the clock here with the running clock. Ava Smith. On the wing, inside look, turn around, and blocked from Lorelei Lelizo, our first block of the game here going to Frankfurt. That's Parthamer, inside the paint, stirring, that goes out, Lorelei Lelizo, three-point shot, missed, and Ava Smith grabs it up from the top and captures the board. And she goes down quickly here with it, trying to go in for two, couldn't get it. And the rebound will be here by Lorelei Lelizo for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt, hustling with it down the court. Miley Haug, now that's a Parthmer, back to Haug. Haug, she's open for three. She won't take it. Instead, she'll drive baseline and shoot a short corner shot and will miss it. The ball will head out of bounds, but it will stay with Frankfurt. with 5:24 now left to go. And some substitutions out here on the court with Mia Vermitten coming out, as well as Ava Smith getting a break. Tessa Miller will step back into the contest for Valley Heights, as well as Avery Stevenson. Frankfurt with the ball, though, underneath the basket, shooting Miley Haug. She misses again. This time, Anna Turber will pick up the rebound. Lindsey Gray inside, trying to go over the top. Couldn't get it, but a rebound and make for Kinsey Gillig. She gets the put back and in for two. Gillig now with two offensive rebounds here on this game for Valley Heights after stepping in here in this fourth quarter. Barthamer looking left to Shirley. Shirley, right hand driving, now switching to her left, now to the deep corner. Taking three, pick and roll inside. Barthamer, a lot of great moves, and she gets the more impressive finish. Barthamer now here with 6 points on the game. Score 51-24 with 4:19 left to go in the fourth. Foul here, called against Frankfurt, and it'll put number 11 for Valley Heights, Tessa Miller, the 5'2 senior, up to the line to shoot. She had 5 points in the first half, three assists, and two steals. She has not had 8 points since, and here she has the first free throw shot miss in the game for Valley Heights. Valley Heights, who had made 12 straight up to this point. Tessa Miller, this is her first and second shot from the free throw line of the game, and she misses her first, but she makes her second. Valley Heights is still at the impressive 13 of 14 shooting from the free throw line on the game. Molly Haug takes it past half court here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. She's on the baseline, spinning, turning, now to Parthamer. Parthamer inside look, tries to dish it out to Melizo. Melizo nearly loses it, but gets it in the corner. Now a kick back out. Melizo, 3-point shot, and it's nothing but net. For Lorelei Loizo, there's no lie about that 3-point shot. It was nothing but hot as it came off the hand of Loizo for the three. She's now 7 points on the game and 7 rebounds. Just add one more 7 to that and she'd hit the jackpot. Foul against Frankfurt, Holland Shirley. She picks up her first of the game. 2:45 left to go in this fourth quarter. 3-point shot up the top from Josie Parker. She's made one in this half. There she misses the second one and attempts it. Orla Loizo gets her 8th board. Holland Shirley takes it down the court, down to the deep corner. Now to Haug, back up to the top to Shirley. Shirley back right to Haug. Haug inside drive from the elbow, loses the ball. Everett collects it as it goes to the short corner. And now an inside look on the low block, and Lorelei Loizo gets fouled. I think they're going to call that against Kinsley Gillig, and they will. That's her second foul here, the fourth. Score 52-27, still running clock here. Valley Heights with the lead, but now 2:05 left to go. They're going to get a couple more substitutions in here for Valley Heights. Avery Stevenson coming off the court, excuse me, and coming in, Shaylee Eskram. And inside, Tessa Bigham goes in for two. Quickly here for Valley Heights. It's Frankfurt who scored. Lorelei Loizo. Over the top, Josie Parker. Parker getting the ball back on the baseline, and I think she might have been out of bounds when she touched it, and she was, and that will be a turnover for Valley Heights. Valley Heights here with just 9 turnovers on the game, and it looks like both teams will make near full substitutions, and they will. Full substitutions here for the final minute in 17 seconds of varsity basketball. Again, 52-29 is the score. Kind of a more respectful one here for Frankfurt. Competing-wise, this last time Valley Heights won 71-23. But Frankfurt here having a lot more players, at least compared to on Tuesday, where they had the couple out sick, one being Lorelei Loizo. That was a big one there. Foul on the court. Or a call it against Frankfurt. Against Frankfurt's Nora Morton, the 5'3 freshman. That's her first personal foul of the game. We'll have the throw in from the baseline. Over the top, it gets grabbed by Alice Hyman. She's having some time here. She gets a lot of varsity minutes herself. And then a elbow shot taken by Hellenhyman gets missed. Ball down the court here after the steal for the point of turnover for Frankfurt. And 20 seconds left to go here. And they're going to say Valley Heights will have a chance maybe to get a ball inside and maybe get a shot up. 10 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter, 52-29. Valley Heights looking to improve to 11-8 on the season. Frankfurt going to fall to 4-14. And the ball is scrapped for on the court, and that will end the game. No, they're going to count this last-second bucket. Good, though, by Avery Stevenson. Avery Stevenson ending this game with a last-second bucket to put onto the stat sheet. So Valley Heights getting not just one player here on the board all night long, but they managed to get a total of 9 different players to score tonight. An incredible number of statistics there. So, again, winning is 54-29. The final score here, win for the Valley Heights Mustangs. We're back here, 92.1 at KMZA for a postgame show.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both of our United Bank and Trust Seneca locations. Join us for food and refreshments as you catch up with the UBT team. We are looking forward to seeing you at our open house on Wednesday, February 26th from 10 till 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome here back for our final time for the girls' recap here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. It's our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BeOutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with BankWithFarmers.com. First off here, let's talk about our player of the game, Josie Parker, who, again, she had an incredible night tonight. She had 8 points to start this game in the first quarter, 10 points to finish that first half, 13 points to finish total, and the rebound. So, again, I give her the player of the game just on her ability to get out there scoring. But another great mention you can also say is Ava Smith and her contribution with 9 points on the board, 4 steals, 2 assists, and also 2 rebounds. She also had a great night there, just putting up a lot of numbers there on the stat sheet. All around Valley Heights, they had 9 players who were able to score: Smith, Vermitten, Turbert, Miller, Parker, Paige Miller, Lindsey Gray, Kinsey Killig, and Tessa Bigham, and Avery Stevenson, all able to get there on the board to score. For Frankfurt, they had Lorelei Loizzo finishing with 9 points, 8 rebounds unofficially. Holland Shirley, she finished with a 3-point shot, 3 steals, and a rebound. Tessa Parthworth finished with a total of 6 points on the game, of 4 rebounds. Really Ever finished with 8 points, all from the free throw line. She shot with 2 boards. Alex Hyman, 2 points and 2 rebounds. There was 2 total lead changes in this game. The last one going to Valley Heights, and all those lead changes going there in that first quarter is, again, Valley Heights. They led after that first quarter 19-6, and that half ended 30-13, and we went into the fourth quarter with the running clock 49-18, and then the game ended 54-29 with Avery Stevenson getting the last shot up there for the Mustangs. And actually, fun fact here, I believe the Mustangs actually ended every single quarter with a bucket, which is even more impressive. And that's how you sustain momentum and a mentality, is a finish mentality, is it's not over. The quarter's not over until the clock and the buzzer rings and hits zero. And the Mustangs, they did a great job about that from the start of a quarter to the end of the quarter. They gave it their all on the court. The big shot, though, being the one that ended the first quarter with Tessa Miller hitting the buzzer beater with just 1 second left to go from half court, and she turned around and shrugged her shoulders and put her hands up like, yeah, I can do that. It's pretty regular for me. So big 3-point shot there from Tessa Miller that she finished the game with this one on 6 points, 2 steals, and 3 assists. So again, Valley Heights, they improved to now 11-8 on the season, 5-4 in the TVL. Frankfurt dropped to 4-14 on the year and 1-9 in the TVL, and they are now at an 11-game losing streak and a 3-game losing streak specifically against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Upcoming here, Frankfurt, they will play Axel, and next game for Valley Heights will be Blue Valley Randolph. Valley Heights, they will host Substate here down at Blue Rapids. Our next game upcoming here, Valley Heights boys and a Frankfurt boys. Stay tuned for that one. We're back here in about 6 to 7 minutes on 2.1 KMZA. Don't go nowhere and stay locked in. It is the MSU Sports Radio Network.